Welcome to Math Solutions Conversation with Rusty Bresser and Kathy Melanese, two of the authors of Supporting English Language Learners in Math Class, a two-book series for teachers of kindergarten through grade 2 and of grades 3 through 5. In this first segment of a two-part interview, Rusty and Kathy talk about the challenges English language learners face when learning math. They discuss the importance of talk in the math classroom and how language can be used as an assessment tool. Rusty and Kathy present strategies from the books, including the use of word problems and sentence frames, which help lift the language barrier and improve English language learners' thinking and understanding of mathematics.
Over the last 10 years, there's been a consistent achievement gap between English learners and native English speakers. And we know that English language learners face a lot of challenges when they're doing mathematics. I think one reason that we went about doing this work is to try to close that achievement gap by providing teachers with specific, well-designed strategies to help English learners improve their thinking and understanding and communicating about mathematics. Yeah, I've heard teachers say, so I've got English language learners in my class and math time, here's math time. Ugh, I'm gonna breathe a sigh of relief. Now, kids don't need to talk. They can just do worksheets. But I mean, talk is really important. It gives me an opportunity to hear somebody else's point of view. I can think through what I know, maybe what I don't know, and clarify those thoughts. Talk gives us a chance to reflect, just as writing is an extension of talking. When we write, we really have to think through what we know and what we don't know. It also is an assessment tool. Without talk, we might not know as teachers what kids have problems with or what their misunderstandings are, and the kids might not even know what they don't know.
A student could build a model with manipulatives to solve this problem, but we don't know what their thinking was or how they got there. Without the words to express what they were thinking, we just don't get the full picture of where they're at mathematically. Implementing or adapting these approaches for your own classroom, I think at first may seem a little overwhelming. Reading through this book makes teachers aware that English is an issue during math. Awareness is the first step. If they can start noticing the language that they're using and start noticing when they might be saying things that might trip up their students or confuse their students, I think that alone can be really powerful. And then we can start trying out some strategies to support our English learners. When we can explicitly teach students the language and the language structures that students are going to need to participate in the math lessons, they can better participate in those lessons and show us what they understand and what they don't understand, so then we can adjust our instruction. I think one of the biggest challenges is the fact that there are certain vocabulary terms that students will need to have access to the math lesson, that there's a lot of other language that goes along with understanding and being able to participate in the math lesson fully. Students who have other language as their primary language but don't have those terms in English, like carry or touch, table can be very confusing to them as far as what the mathematical term is and then what the everyday term is.
We know that students use language to learn mathematics. So if you ask kids to turn to a partner and talk about your thinking or try to lead a whole class discussion or tell kids, well, talk at your tables about what we just did mathematically. That's really important, providing those contexts for talk.
Almost all of the classrooms where we did our lessons included a full range of native English speakers to students who had recently arrived in the United States and had very little English. And what we found was by differentiating the sentence structures that the students were going to be expected to use, or sometimes modifying the amount of materials that they were going to be using, we were able to include all students. So in a geometry lesson that we did in a fourth grade classroom, they had to build a shape using pattern blocks, and they had to give directions to another student to duplicate this same shape without seeing the shape. We had a very simple sentence structure about how they built their shape for students who were more at the beginning level. Then we had a more sophisticated frame for students who were able to use more language to talk about how they built their shape. And then as well, we varied the number of pattern blocks they used to build their shape. So students at the beginning level maybe only used 2 or 3 pattern blocks to build their shape, which reduced the amount of language that they had to produce. Students who were more experienced with English used up to 6 blocks to build their shape. You give all these variations in the sophistication of the sentence frames, and possibly sometimes like the number of blocks or the numbers that they're going to use in their problems. Students self-regulate because these frames aren't meant to limit the students. So the beginners tended to use the simpler frames and found those very comfortable and were able to engage in the activities. And some of the native English speakers didn't rely on the sentence frames at all and fully participated. And it was really interesting to see kids trying out the different frames and then adjusting which ones fit them or not.
From listening to teachers talk about their struggles in math class with English learners and all learners, one problem area is, you know, how do you help them read the word problems and identify, you know, key vocabulary, lifting the barrier of language for an English learner to help them then get to solving the math is something that I think that chapter on word problems will really help. Sometimes English learners are really strong in mathematics, and that's not recognized often. It's just a matter of language.